It's Mother's Day in Mexico, but this march was not a celebration. It was a protest that's become an annual event in Mexico City to remember missing persons.
There's nothing to celebrate here because a child cannot be replaced and their presence at the table is missed.
Emotions ran high as strangers shared in each other's anger and despair. Ete Lozada's son went missing last August. She says the pain of having a son or a daughter go missing never goes away.
I'm not the only one. We are many. I don't only speak for myself. I speak for all the disappeared, because it's unfair that organized crime takes away so many young men and women to do whatever they want with them.
The number of disappeared in Mexico is fast approaching 100,000. Some have been missing since records began in the 60s, but the vast majority of disappearances have been reported since 2006, when former Mexican President Felipe Calderón declared a war on drugs. Though Mexico's current president, Andrés Manuel López Obrador, promised to reduce disappearances, some 30,000 people were reported missing in the country in just the first 3 years of his presidency. As the number of missing persons in Mexico has steadily increased over the past few decades, so has public pressure on the government to do more to end the crisis of the disappeared. Experts say the problem of disappearances in Mexico is made worse by a culture of impunity, where few cases of missing persons are ever investigated, and even fewer are solved.
Insolent government, why are you doing this to us? We didn't ask to be victims. Do something so we can know what happened to our children. I'm begging you.
The backgrounds of missing persons are diverse. Some of them victims of cartel violence. Others are migrants, like Carlos Eduardo Monroy, who went missing just over a month ago. His family says the search has been exhausting. They say that missing migrants are often ignored by authorities.
Migrants have rights too. They deserve to be heard. I know they try to cross the border illegally, but they are still human beings. They still have families.
Frustration over worsening insecurity, disappearances, and gender-based violence have sparked similar demonstrations in recent weeks. The response from Mexico's president has been a promise to address these issues and a vow that injustice in Mexico is a thing of the past. Although these Mother's Day protesters say they are proof that much more still needs to be done. Manuel Rapallo, Al Jazeera, Mexico City.